Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Cloudy start to this Tuesday, 51 degrees right now. If you average the temperatures, going up to about 63 by about 3 o'clock today. Up to 66 tomorrow, more clouds. Maybe we'll see the sun on Thursday. Highs of 74 then. Chance for showers Friday, 50% chance for rain. Highs of 70. Another cool front comes in. The car washes have been crazy after all the snow. I have seen dirtier vehicles than I've ever seen in my life, and I think I'm probably going to hold off until Saturday and get that car washed. Just let this final rain go through. And then stretch of sunshine spreading from Saturday all the way through Thursday as it looks. And increasingly warm temperatures from the mid-60s to the mid-70s by next Thursday. And let's hope Super Bowl week is just perfect. In addition to hitting a sizable wager over the weekend with the Philadelphia Eagles-Washington Commanders game, I'm also looking at some money here because I got a text that says from the Internal Revenue Service, I'm eligible to receive a $1,400 economic impact payment. Please provide your accurate personal information. We will deposit the amount into your bank account or mail a paper check within one or two business days. They give me a link to click on. Please reply with Y, then exit the text message, open it again, click the link or copy it into your Safari browser and open it. Let me get on. Oh, wait. Let me talk to Alex Hammerstone first, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. It's a great week here in Cleveland.
Yeah, should I? You guys haven't. Have you had as much snow as we've had?
We have had a lot of snow, and what's different is we haven't had any melt cycles, so it just keeps building on itself. So it's all white outside.
I'm gonna tell you, I guess it's nice. I don't know. I don't know how y'all live that way because and we're not used to it, but I saw a filthy pile of snow piled up yesterday that still had not melted. And it's nice when it's white, but it turns ugly pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, my car is white, even though it's not supposed to be, because it's covered in salt. So it's unbelievable.
How do y'all live like that? I don't get it.
It's beautiful 9 months of the year, and the cost of living is very low. So okay, those are kind of the two benefits.
Because man, I'm going to tell you what. Anyway, let's talk about these texts that are going out. Internal Revenue Service, apparently I'm eligible to receive a $1,400 economic impact payment or not.
So these texts are really getting out of control. I should say they've been out of control for a long time. And I think we've all kind of gotten used to receiving them. And one of the challenges is that there are a lot of, you know, legitimate companies that will send you text messages, right, about the business that you're conducting with them. Mm-hmm. However, you know, the IRS does not text you, right? And when you get these text messages that are asking you to do complicated things like, you know, reply with Y and then close your app and open it back up and go to this other browser, that's a huge sign that it's illegitimate, just let alone the fact that the IRS is not texting all of us, you know, with offers for money.
Tell me what's happening when I would go on a link. I'm not going to do it. But if people were to click on that link, if they reply with a Y, exit the text message, open it again, click the link and copy it in my Safari browser and open it, what would happen then?
So generally what will happen is that it will ask you for information, right? So it will look just like a legitimate site. So one thing that's interesting about the internet or you know, websites is that they're very easy to clone, right? Because browsers allow you to see the code that's there, so you can kind of copy the code and stand up a website really quickly, go out and buy a domain name that looks legitimate, right? So you're used to irs.gov as the real site. And so they'll buy, you know, something like IRS, payments, .something.com. And people will fall for it. And so what you'll do is you go on that site, and it will look legitimate, and it'll ask you for your personal information, right? So your name and your address and probably your Social Security number. And then it'll ask you for some kind of payment information, your bank account information, and you'll send it to them, and then they have it, right? They can do what they want with it. They can use it to scam you, or they can just drain your bank account.
All right, so let's move on to your vehicle has an unpaid tow bill. To avoid excessive late fees on your bill, please settle it promptly. Thank you for your cooperation. Total amount $6.99 payment. Then they give you a site to click on. Again, please reply Y, exit the SMS, open it again to activate the link, copy it here, blah, 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 blah. I think what gets my attention here is the relatively low amount, and that's where the hook is, that you only owe $6.99, so somebody's going to not think and say, you know what, let me clear this up right away, and that's when all hell breaks loose. Yes?
Absolutely, because they'll take the payment information you're giving them, you think you're paying $6.99, but you're giving them your credit card information or your banking information, and then they'll charge whatever they can to that account. And so this is another interesting one. It's just because, I have, toll by mail and so on, but they don't text you, right? They're not texting you about bills. Interesting story, about 10 years ago, I went to Canada and didn't pay a toll, and they sent me a letter by U.S. mail, asking for the 90 cents, which was kind of funny because they had to mail that letter, and then I went online and I paid Toronto, I believe, with a credit card, which cost them 40 cents, so they probably lost money on the whole deal. But generally, the government's going to communicate with you through U.S. mail. They're not going to be sending text messages. And a lot of people are falling for these toll emails just because I think for many people, especially as we move to kind of pay by plate or, EasyPass or whatever we're using, there's a lot of disparate systems. And especially if you leave your state, they look legitimate. People are expecting to get, these tolls. But just remember that they're not going to text you with a demand for money. And then we never want to blame the victim. But when you look at these text messages, they just feel off. No text message from a government agency is going to say kindly, kindly do something. The language just feels kind of clunky, even though they've gotten much better at making it look real.
Now, as you say that, somebody texts in and said, my husband got a toll letter and I told him to ignore it and it turned out legit and he got late fees. But the difference there, and we'll pick it up here when we come back, is letter, because my kid travels through Texas occasionally and I'll get, because the car is registered to me, and I'll get the pictures of the license plate and the toll violations requesting the payment. But that's not the same as a text. We'll pick it up there. We come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. All right, 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. There is on Clearview Parkway headed toward the UEP Long Bridge. You see these big 18-wheelers with a Coca-Cola, the red, trailer part of it, I guess. Well, it's just that's there, and the cab part of the truck is not. That's at the intersection by the Hobby Lobby sign. I think it's Citrus and Clearview and Citrus is where it is, and it's blocking most of Clearview Parkway heading toward the UEP Long Bridge. So be aware of that. There's going to be some backups. Got to be the airline by now, I would think, at least. Huh? The traffic gives back to airline? Yeah, I would think, at least. So be careful about that and be aware of that. We're talking to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, getting back to the toll letters as opposed to the text. When I get those letters, Alex, they have a picture of the license plate, so that's not the same as getting a text out of the blue.
It is very different. Now, that's not to say there aren't exceptions where scammers are going to use physical mail, but that's really the exception. So if you're getting a notice in the mail, that's generally going to be legitimate. So you probably did, roll through the toll.
And the other thing, too, is that, as you mentioned, the check you got, most of these official companies, they're so the books have to balance. And I got a check from our insurance company here at work for 53 cents that I took a picture of that is just idiotic because Lord only knows how much it's going to cost for my bank to process it. I never did cash it, and I'm probably costing them more money by not cashing or depositing a 53-cent check because it's just stupid. But the point I'm trying to make is everything has to be done according to, as they used to say, HOIL. Everything has to be done according to procedure. So while a 53-cent check might seem stupid, that's legitimate where an offer of $1,400 via text is not. Does that make sense what I'm trying to tell you?
That absolutely does. And I think it just makes it harder to identify scams, just that there's so many things that kind of feel odd or don't quite make sense, right? Like getting that 53-cent check. But, you know, it's amazing how many different ways these scammers will come after us.
Do you have any thoughts quickly on DeepSeek? Somebody texted in privacy and security concerns surrounding the Chinese AI company, and it rattled Wall Street. Thoughts?
So certainly read any user agreements, you know, before using any kind of application, whether it's that one or others. Understand where your data is going too, you know, and especially don't put your corporate information, you know, if you're using it for work, into an application that you have not fully vetted and understand.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the snow. Keep it. We don't want any more of it. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Councilman. When we come back, what do you know? Right on time, 8:30, time for WWL First News.